Good morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Citizen Don Brown, coming to you live from the former office of Alderman Don Brown. And I have the nameplate here, courtesy of City Clerk Gina Kozak. Thank you, Gina. And this now proves that the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue is the official office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Here again, 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. And I am joined by my wonderful team of Connor Boston here in the studio and Jason Hafeman out there in Madison. Welcome, gentlemen. And I am very honored to have as this week's guest the incomparable Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager for the City of Waukesha's Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department. And maybe you might have gotten the clue with the title track there from Parks and Rec as our lead-in song. Mary, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Don. Great. Hello to you and all the listeners.
All right. And so Mary has agreed to take on the daunting task, and I'm showing this to the live stream. We're going to try to live this wonderful summer activity guide that all of you, or at least most of you, should have received in your mailboxes a couple weeks back. It is a fantastic read with so many great opportunities for our youth ages 0 to 99. And you know, a couple things before we begin. I am a huge fan of Waukesha's Parks and Rec, and I grew up in a town. I didn't grow up in Waukesha, you could say, unfortunately, but I grew up in a town that also had great Parks and Rec programs. And I remember having an uncle who was our town attorney who used to consider our Parks and Recs program the best example of our tax dollars hard at work doing wonderful things, especially for our children. And again, Mary, welcome. I want to tell everyone the first time I had met Mary Berg was when I first became an alderman in May of 2019. Gosh, 3 years ago now. And it was probably maybe a month later in June. It was definitely in the summer. I remember the weather being so much nicer than it has been here in the last couple of weeks.
For sure.
That's another story. But Ron Growl, the director, had called me in, wanted me to meet his team. And I thought it was just kind of this orientation, you know, like welcome the new alderman. And it was so much more than that. Ron had the entire team there, including Mary Berg, and each person had a part, a presentation to make. And we were meeting at Buckner Park, which, you know, a couple years ago, yeah, nice place to take the kids, but you could tell it was being held together by, Band-Aids and Popsicle sticks. And it was time for some renovations. And they pitched to me a $13 million project, which, again, as a new alderman, you're like, whoa, should I, you know, this is maybe beyond my pay grade. But it was such a very professional presentation, and the end product, which we all know, is another one of the great jewels of our city and probably one of the great neighborhood parks you'll find anywhere, especially in suburbia. And since we're not really a suburb, we are a historic university city. You know, Buckner Park, to me, is a shining example of what a neighborhood park should look like, especially now. In fact, I've yet to go to Buckner Park because every time I've thought about going, there's a line that usually goes all the way, you know, from the park entrance to my neighborhood in Banting Park. I'm exaggerating, of course, but it's been received very well by the families and neighbors of this community. I imagine there's quite a few people coming from neighboring communities to experience the new park. So congratulations on that effort. And so much more to talk about, including Buckner Park. But I want to switch gears because Mary had handed to me this wonderful program that was launched this spring called the City of Waukesha's Playground Passport Program. Mary, tell us about that real quick.
Okay.
Well, before we jump into
first of all, we need to get you to Buckner. We're going to get you to Buckner
Thank
Pool
you.
This summer.
Thank you.
But the Playground Passport, we're working with Pro Healthcare, and it's a great opportunity to visit our 31 park playgrounds and answer questions about those parks and win prizes. So it's a nice opportunity to get families out and moving. And it's ongoing and self-paced, so it works for anybody's schedule.
Sounds great. And I think a great opportunity for young families, too, looking for things to do.
For sure. And if you're able to answer all the questions, you can turn in your passport at Waukesha Unlocked on October 8th and 9th, and you have an opportunity to get a prize kit as a family. So
sounds terrific. Hey, Mary, I noticed too, and I believe this is by design, that Hillcrest Park is not on here, correct?
Correct.
And I believe there's a big reason why. A wonderful reason why.
Right. Well, Hillcrest is being developed, and what a historic location that is. And you'll learn more about that at Waukesha Unlocked. We're going to be featuring that as a park and one of the sites to visit during that program. So more to come. That's being developed.
And it's going to be an outdoor Cold War museum experience, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that, and it's something I've known about for a few years since that used to be part of my legislative district when I was alderman, and really looking forward to seeing that.
Well, and we're so fortunate because we have folks that have served there, so the opportunity for them to share their living history with us is great.
Another great tribute to our veterans, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mary. And Mary, you mentioned, too, that Pro Healthcare is the sponsor, so I wanted to throw them a real plug, just really quick, getting away from parks, but not entirely, because you can do this in the parks.
Correct.
This May is Pro Healthcare's Walks for Cancer, and registration is now open, and it starts on May 1st, runs all the way through May 31st. It's only $20 to register, and this year's event will be virtual and carrying the theme Choose Your Path. So participants can register at prohealthcare.org/walksforcancer. And I'll put that on the Walk Radio Facebook page as well. And you can choose your own walking community, date, and place to walk. Because we're still dealing with the continuing pandemic, instead of everybody meeting in person, we're all going to be united in solidarity, choosing our own path. And so I think it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that Pro Healthcare is doing. These walks from the Pro Healthcare Foundation have raised more than $7.6 million since 1997. And these funds raised stay here in Waukesha County, being used for cancer research, patient and family support, ongoing education opportunities for patients and the cancer care team, and state-of-the-art technology and life-saving equipment. So thank you, Pro Healthcare, for putting that on. And I encourage those of you out there, especially looking for some good exercise and a good opportunity to experience our parks. Hey, maybe even throw in the passport program. You know, there's a lot of opportunity. So thanks. Thank you for that. Now let's dive into this, this activity guide. Now I'm holding up here summer, and it's obviously a golden ticket, I think, as you know, knock on wood, the weather gets warmer. But you've mentioned to me that this isn't the only guide that's produced throughout the year.
That's correct. So there's three throughout the year. So one is produced in late August and the other in mid-December. And of course, our summer guide comes out in April.
And we mention that because this, you know, we are a Four Seasons community and encourage everybody to take advantage of all the wonderful things going on. So, but for this summer, we mentioned the Playground Passport Program. And Buckner and Horeb Pool, the early discount ends Thursday, June 2nd. We have the basic seasons pass for groups of five. Well, you can get that off the guide, but
I think what's the amazing thing about our pool pass is, so for five people, and your family can be comprised of your neighbors, whomever, so you get five people together. For the whole summer, you can swim for $111. So $22.20 a person for the whole summer. So basically, you can vacation in your own backyard and have the opportunity to go out to either pool throughout the whole summer for that.
You know, and I'll be 55 this June, so you guys have plenty of time, Connor and Jason, to get me a present. But one of the things I'll probably be doing on my birthday is going down those water slides at Horeb Park. I still love doing that. I still get a rush from doing that, and I make no apologies. So that's terrific. Now, the oldest program is our summer playground program, and there's some history behind that, a really deep history. Can you tell us about that, Mary?
Sure. So that's our oldest program, a 104-year-old tradition. A lot of people within the community can remember going to the playground program as a kid, I'm sure. But it was originally sponsored by the Municipal League of Women, which was a civic organization. They just felt the need for health, sanitation, and supervised play within our parks. So that very honored tradition continues on today with the playground program. And if you talk to anybody in Waukesha, they have fond memories of being at a traditional playground site. But we also do offer all-day opportunities for families that need that, and we offer wraparound care at our summer school sites.
Sure. Hey, and I like this. Tell us about your Leaders in Training program.
So, you know, Leaders in Training is just an opportunity for teens to help guide children within our playground program and at our campsites. And it really allows teens the opportunity to step up. And we provide training. We use the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. We use that book and that model to help train them in combination with service. So it's really a wonderful opportunity for ages 12 to 17 to be involved in the community. And what a rewarding summer they're going to have doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great. And then there's all the traditional offerings like preschool, music classes, ballet, tumbling, cheerleading, art, taekwondo. And then before I continue the rest, what I noticed in the guide was tree climbing. There's some sessions on. Tell us about the tree climbing.
Well, Kurt Andrews does a great job with our tree climbing program. So obviously trees are carefully selected within our parks. And the gear is taken out to the parks and they are belaying you into the tree. And it's quite the challenge, but it's so unique and it's something that families can do together, which is really wonderful as well.
That's fantastic. Hey, Jason, how are we doing on time? Okay, good. So thank you. I see we're at like 10:17 here. I know we got our first break coming up. But there's also, a Milwaukee Bucks camp coming this summer.
The excitement with the Bucks is there. I think we all have Buck fever. And obviously there's an opportunity for kids to get involved and increase their basketball skills.
Love it. So, well, as Mungo Jerry's telling us, it's time for us to pay some bills. But don't go away. We have so much more to talk about as we dive into the summer activities put on by our Parks and Recreation and Forestry Department. Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager, here to tell us more. Don't go away.
If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel.